It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
You ready to hear about aliens and UFOs?
Yeah!
Let's get to your three muster clips of the day.
Number three.
Starting us off here, talking about the big fight happening tonight. Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Yeah!
On Netflix.
Let's go.
Who's going to win? We'll talk about that in a second here, but take a listen to Jake Paul revealing that his mom is so nervous, she's not going to be watching.
He's a killer and has all the power still clearly in all the videos, all the sparring that he's showing, dropping his sparring partners. My mom is messaging. She can't even watch Tyson punch.
Right.
She won't watch it because it scares her. And he has one of the deadliest uppercuts of all time. So, of course, I have to be ready and know that he's going to have some moments in there and I'm going to have to persevere.
Even at 58, Iron Mike still has it. He does.
I mean, you've seen the videos.
And yeah.
He appears to. But Jake Paul, I give him credit. He is taking this very seriously.
You have
His training that he's been doing. Who do you think's going to win tonight?
That's going to be Iron Mike. Going back with a throwback, baby. Old school.
I'm rooting for Mike Tyson also.
Yeah. You have to. Sorry, Jake, but it's got to be Iron Mike.
When you watch the videos of Mike Tyson, the way no one moves hands as fast as Mike Tyson.
Did you see his hands move fast in The Hangover? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what happened right there.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Watch out. You don't want to be like Alan.
That's right.
Number two.
Jake Paul.
The holiday season is upon us. And on the Today Show, Jenna Bush Hager was hanging out with Donna Kelsey because both of them are in the Hallmark movie Holiday Touchdown. A Chiefs love story. But
oh boy.
Is Donna Kelsey playing herself?
I am a manager of a barbecue restaurant.
Oh, okay. Yep. Oh, so you don't play yourself?
No.
You're acting.
Yes.
And Jenna, what's your role?
I play a sports journalist, so I too am acting.
And they try and get the happy couple together.
It's going to be out November 30th. And Speaking of the holidays, they asked Donna Kelsey, what are the plans for Thanksgiving? And she said, football. Duh. And that Taylor will not make it to Thanksgiving because she's busy with the Eras Tour.
She's lying. On Thanksgiving, she's busy with the Eras Tour?
She's busy with the Eras Tour, which, speaking of that, don't forget, everybody, if you log in and listen to The Mix for a full hour on our free app, the Odyssey app, you will be qualified for a chance to win a trip for two to Vancouver, the final stop of the Eras Tour on December 8th. I don't think it gets any bigger than that.
That's a little... I don't know. I think she's going to sneak into the Kelsey's house.
If anybody could do it, it would be Taylor.
I think Mama Kelsey is just saying that.
Number one.
Do you believe in UFOs? Life on other planets?
Come on.
And have you been paying attention to what's been going out there in Washington?
I've been hearing about a little bit of this. What's going on?
So yesterday, the federal government's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office released the 2024 report on unidentified flying objects. In the report, there are 757 UFO incidents over the last year. Over the 757 in the past year. 174 of them are still unresolved.
Come on.
The hotspots for these sightings and incidents are at U.S. nuclear sites, the Middle East, and East Asia. Now, there is one case in particular that happened over the Atlantic where a UFO was shadowing a flight and it included a possible near collision.
With a UFO?
So they're looking into all of this. So take a listen to this audio while answering questions yesterday during the testimony before a congressional committee. This is a former Defense Department researcher talking about the U.S. government having possessions of crashed UFOs.
Has the government conducted secret UAP crash retrieval programs, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Were they designed to identify and reverse engineer alien craft, yes or no?
Yes.
No! Reverse alien craft?
So there is a doctor that said yesterday, there are interesting cases that with my physics and engineering background and time in the intelligence community, I do not understand. And I don't know anybody else that understands them.
Call Elliot. Ask him to send E.T. and his family back.
They said there's no evidence of extraterrestrial beings.
Oh, okay.
But they can't identify what these flying objects are. Now, let me tell you a little quick story. So there is a co-worker that used to work with my husband who unfortunately passed away, and at his funeral we were talking with the family members, and this gentleman's brother-in-law works for NASA down in Houston, and I was sitting across from this guy at the dinner after the funeral, and I said, I have to ask you questions. I said, you know, I'm in the media, so just take that for what it is, but I have to know, is there life on other planets? And he got this grin on his face and he said, I cannot confirm nor deny anything. And I said, so you're not saying no.
So he's been to these planets to see life?
He just, that's all he said. That's all he could say.
I mean, is he in on all this?
How can there not be?
There's not. Because
he has since retired. He actually retired in the last year. But how can there not be? Think of how massive the universe is.
It is, but we've sent Mars probes and moon probes. We've been on the moon. There's nothing there.
But that's just a solar system that we have access to.
There's
What's
nothing,
beyond that?
There's nothing out there. There's how not enough.
How do you explain
stuff?
These 174 unresolved UFOs?
Balloon boy. That's what it is. The family sent the kid up in the balloon again. That's what happened.
Three must-hear clips is brought to you by By the Yard. Maintenance-free outdoor furniture.
Oh my
Visit
gosh.
bytheyard.net.